Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
They say times are changing, so we should change too. Trade our old-time religion for something new. Our faith is outdated, why live in the past? Well, my answer is simple, so if you ask,
I still love to hear how God's love paid the cost. As passion was fastened by nails to a cross, I still love the sound as the saints start to sing. Songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where broken ones pray and find what is found in no other way. It may be old-fashioned, but it's real still.
So I'll stay on the old path that brought us this far, that saved countless millions and reached hardened hearts. Although times are changing and forever will,
there'll still be one Savior, one Calvary's Hill. I still love to hear how God's love paid the cost. As passion was fastened by nails to a cross, I still love the sound as the saints start to sing. Songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where broken ones pray and find what is found in no other way. It may be old-fashioned, but it's real still. I still love to hear how God's love paid the cost. His passion was fastened by nails to a cross. I still love the sound as the saints start to sing. Songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where broken ones pray and find what is found in no other way. It may be old-fashioned, but it's real still. It may be old-fashioned, but it's real.
Will win the fight. Press on. greater than he that is in the world. We must keep that blood-stained banner unfurled, proclaim it boldly to all the world. Press on, for he's greater than he that is in the world. We must keep that blood-stained banner unfurled, proclaim it boldly to all the world. Press on, proclaim it boldly to all the world. Press on.
In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Sleep. just know it's what it takes to know you're near. What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?
We pray for wisdom.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Oh, surges roll on my tempest-driven soul. I am peaceful because I know, wildly though the winds may blow, I have an anchor safe and sure that can evermore endure.
Storms blow.
About me sweep, perils lurk within the deep, angry clouds o'ershade the sky, and then the angry tempest rises ever high.
The storms of my life, still I stand as tempest,
for my anchor grips the rock,
and it holds
my anchor, holds my anchor. On my boat so small and frail, by his grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds, my anchor holds,
anchor holds,
and it holds,
my anchor,
anchor holds.
Troubles
almost whelm the soul, grief like billows o'er me roll. Tempters seek to allure astray, storms obscure the light of day. Small and frail, by his grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds, my anchor holds,
my anchor holds,
my anchor holds.
Forever and forever, pray.
soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see.
This cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the
here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled In His Time. Revelation chapter 22 verse 17 says, "The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely." Walking door to door meeting complete strangers can be a little difficult, and asking them if they would like to study the Bible is even harder. But two students were out to do just that. Now, these two girls had been working with a Bible worker to learn their Bible studies prior to this, so they did not have the chance to make phone calls before they went into the community. They knocked on one door where a nice couple answered, and after talking together, they agreed to begin Bible studies. As the weeks went on, the students were really enjoying their studies with this couple. But as they began to study some of the prophetic lessons in the Bible that could be sensitive, they asked the Bible worker to lead out in their study. The night of this study, the couple was especially attentive, and not too far into it, the husband began almost answering the questions without looking up the scripture verses. Time after time after time, he answered the questions, getting excited with each answer. Suddenly, he said, "I can't believe it! I have been studying prophecy for the past 15 years and been unable to piece things together correctly, and now you have shown me exactly how they fit." As the study concluded and conversation ensued, the couple shared that they had just moved into that house 3 days before the girls knocked on their door. Everyone saw the hand of God and His timing that brought them all together. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Desire of Ages, page 454. The cry of Christ to the thirsty soul is still going forth, and it appeals to us with even greater power than to those who heard it in the temple on that last day of the feast. The fountain is open for all. The weary and exhausted ones are offered the refreshing draught of eternal life. Jesus is still crying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." In His Time was written by Debbie Baker, President, Heritage Academy, Monterey, Tennessee. You can visit heritagetn.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Psalm 97. This is a song of praise to the Sovereign Lord, as are many of the psalms. The Lord reigns, so let the people rejoice. Let the people beside the sea be glad. He is hidden behind clouds and in thick darkness. Righteousness and justice undergird His government. The fire of His glory goes before Him and snuffs out His enemies on the earth. His lightning flashes illuminate the world. The earth cannot escape and is shaken. The solid mountains melt like wax before the fire of His presence, before the One who is the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens proclaim His righteousness, and all the nations of earth shall see His glory. Let all be ashamed to bow down before lifeless images, those people who trust in unthinking gods. Let those idols worship the true God if they can. Zion hears your voice, O God, and is glad. The daughters of Judah praise Him because of the righteous judgments of God. For you, O Lord, are exalted far above the earth. You are worthy of honour, and unspeaking gods are not. O you who love the Lord, shun sinful ways. Our God protects the lives of His people. He rescues them from the evil designs of the wicked. The Lord's pure light is shed upon the righteous, and joy in the hearts of His children. So rejoice now in the Lord, you saints of His. Give thanks when you hear His holy name.
Missed part of an Australian program? Listen anytime on demand at 3abnaustralia.org.au and click on the Listen button.